This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Camille Paglia, the noted feminist Camille Paglia, she had an excellent point recently. She's a professor. And she's not, she's a very complicated person. You know, we live in a day and age where everybody wants to put people into boxes. And so you're in this box, you're in that box, and then Camille Paglia is kind of all over the place. But what she said recently, I thought was excellent. I thought she nailed it. She said, young Americans prefer socialism because they are ignorant of the past. And I thought, wow, that is really, that's such a succinct, she nailed it right there. They're ignorant of the past, and that's why they prefer socialism. Which is the reason why, as the Democrat debate nears, and we're going to have another Democrat debate watch party, which I'll tell you about very, very soon. As the next Democrat debate nears, more and more of the candidates are offering free things. Last night, another proposal came out from Bernie Sanders. This time, it was to pay down another form of debt, this time medical debt. And Cory Booker now has a plan to replace every pipe in America or something. I don't know. And of course, CNN has another story today which says that in the upcoming Democrat debate, the candidates all release their climate change plans ahead of their town hall spotlight, which is actually going to be first before the debate. So we're going to have a town hall specifically on climate change right in the middle of what may or may not be this big hurricane that's may or may not hit landfall and may or may not be devastating or not. But either way, if it does hit and is a major, major storm, it'll be climate change's fault. If it doesn't and it goes back to sea, climate change. That's, I guarantee you that much, at least from tomorrow night's CNN town hall exchange. That much I know. But why, though? Why are all these candidates surging who are offering socialism? And the trick for the Democrats is, and I've been saying this over and over again, look, I get it. I mean, not everybody agrees with me politically on things. I'm what you'd call a conservative libertarian. I'm probably even more libertarian than that. I am 100% defender of the Bill of Rights, every single one of them. And so I also don't think I fit neatly into a box all the time, which I like, by the way. I appreciate that fact. But what I know just from being in politics my whole career, and I didn't start in radio. Radio wasn't my first job, obviously. What I know from being in politics all the time is there are moderate Democrats out there. There are. They're just moderate Democrats. They believe that government holds the answer to things. I just don't. I think government is largely a mess for the most part, and they wind up screwing things up. It's not that I don't want problems solved. See, that's the other thing, too. Right, people make accusations. For example, if you don't want to spend $750 trillion to defeat climate change, you're called a climate denier. I was called that the other day by somebody. Well, Zioli's a climate denier. I'm not a climate denier. I'm not suggesting the climate isn't changing. I'm just saying, what is your $750 trillion bill in Washington going to do about it exactly? Or, for example, if you say something like, you know, look, I believe that the best way that people can protect themselves is to be armed, concealed carry, open carry, because they're bad guys and nuts everywhere, and there's nothing you can do about it except hope that you get a good shot off. Then people go, oh, you don't care about the safety and stuff like that. You always get labeled with stuff like that, and it's been going on for a long time. If I'm against idiotic school lunch ideas, then I want kids to starve. You know, if I think it's stupid to make a law that cars have sensors to let you know if the kids are still in the car, then I want kids to die in the back seat. And this is how it goes, right? This is the day and age in which we live. So fine, I'm okay with that. It is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. But what I know in my years of being in politics is that there are moderate Democrats out there who, while they think the climate's changing and would like to do something about it, say, for example, they'd like to put more money into these electric cars or windmills or solar panels or whatever, they have no way to identify with and connect with this new surge of Democrats out there who literally now want to spend, I'm talking now, trillions of dollars to fight climate change. And also, as part of that, to also throw in things like a guaranteed universal income, a guaranteed socialized medicine program, guaranteed education, paying down student loan debt, paying down medical debt, paying down whatever other debt you may have, I don't know, and all of it thrown in. And there are moderate Democrats who are looking around and going, this is crazy town. What has happened to this party? So if you were to sit down, and honestly, if you'd sit down with people like, say, I don't know, Ed Rendell, for example, I'll use Ed Rendell as a good example of this. And I don't agree with Ed Rendell, obviously, on a lot of things. But Ed Rendell, I think probably he would tell you, thinks Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, is a kook. I think he would say a lot of these candidates are kooks. I mean, I've asked him this before, and I'll ask him again after the next Democrat debate. It's why he's backing Biden. It's why a lot of Democrats are backing Biden. But Biden just keeps screwing up. Every single day, the guy makes another gaffe, and they want him gone. They want him gone. And Donna Brazile said something really interesting on CNN yesterday, or Fox News or CNN. I know she's hired by Fox because she did such a stellar job making sure the candidates had the questions before the debate. The Democrats said she did a really good job with that. So the Fox News said that let's hire her. So Donna Brazile said, Joe Biden's our only chance. He's the only chance we got. And what I think what she means by that is because she comes from an era, an age of more moderate, centrist, blue dog Democrats, as we call them. And I'm not going to get into the minutiae of their policies. In my mind, it's very hard for me to think moderate Democrats are quote unquote moderates. But then again, like I said, I there's very few things I want government involved in my life. Very few things, like three things maybe. So I'm maybe not the right person to ask on that point. But we understand that there is such a thing as a moderate Democrat, right? Somebody who's not in the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren camp of socialist kookiness. Those Democrats right now, they're saying if Biden doesn't make this, they know that Trump's winning. They're conceding this now. They're essentially now, they're all out there conceding this. And that's why they're working so hard to defend Joe Biden. They're working overtime to defend the guy because they know that if he's not the nominee, you might as well pack it up. Pack it up and go. But that's not the way it's always going to be. See, and this is the thing, and this is where I come back to the Camille Paglia point that I made earlier. There will come a time in the future where a socialist is going to become the Democrat nominee and probably win the presidency. And the reason for that is the young people in the indoctrination that goes on in colleges. Who's saying that? Me? Conservative talk show host? No, Camille Paglia. Feminist professor Camille Paglia, who said it in a podcast with my buddy Matt Gillespie over at Reason.com. Or Nick Gillespie, excuse me, at Reason.com. So that's the truth of what's happening right now. All right? I'll give you a lot more, obviously, to discuss. There's a lot going on. And, of course, special Eagles preview of this coming weekend. We're going to do about an hour and a half on that today. I've got lots of guests coming on. I've got Doug Peterson, the coach, coming on. Nick Foles is going to stop by in studio.
Oh, great. From Jacksonville.
That's great. Yeah, I got Swoop. Swoop's coming by, the mascot, I believe. Is that all that true? Confirmed? Are they confirmed, Mr. Producer? No. Greg Sucker. Mr. Executive Shill, a corporate Shill. Is that true that we have
No, it's not true.
We do have the entire Eagles cheerleading squad stopping by, however, in the studio.
That is also not true.
Also not true.
Fabulous. Especially if they wore Zioli t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Dawn.
That
exactly.
Would awesome.
That would be awesome, right? I mean, why can't I just have the cheerleaders at least in studio? If this place is going to keep me down and not let me talk sports, can I at least talk cheerleaders?
Well, one male teenager, yeah. He's a cheerleader, he's coming by.
You know, you just brought that point up. Very, very good point. Forget it. Because I don't have to have that dude in studio, too. And the whole time I'd be going, really, man? Come on. And I'd be going, ladies, come on, this is nuts, right? And I'd have to have one of them come out and admit that it's crazy. And I don't know if that would go over well with the corporate brass. And I'm on a very short lease right now, Dawn. Very
True.
Short lease. So I got to be careful.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.